This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with...
Admin Brad.
Frida Liu.
And of course, our producer of the day is Christine Wong. Say hello, Christine.
Hola.
We are asking you the question of whether or not working hard still gives you a better life. Yes or no is the poll that we're also running over on Instagram. The numbers there so far, 49% of you say yes, working hard gives you a better life. 51% of you are saying no, it does not.
So close.
So close. We've got a couple more tweets. We've got a WhatsApp message that we'll get to in a minute. But first, we do have an update from the FBM KLCI, courtesy of Arvling Yuvaraj.
Yes. So FBM KLCI down 0.04% by 1,586 points. Active stocks include Powerwell Holdings Berhad, Vortex Consolidated, and Supermax Corp Berhad. A quick look at the ringgit, it's at 4.07 against the US dollar.
Mm-hmm. Tell me more about Vortex Consolidated.
Well, Frida. Where do we start? Where do we start?
Where do we start?
On the morning run. On the morning run.
Such a long and complicated history.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. By the, you know, the numbers, the books.
Okay, let's help him out here. Right, Frida, do you have any more WhatsApps?
Okay. Did you have any to go to?
Nope, not
okay,
just yet.
Okay, here, right. So here's one that says, work hard pays off. It's a base from 9138. It's the basis of everything. I'm all about work smart, but even before working smart, you need to work hard first. Regardless of your line of work, you don't suddenly get smart at it. You build it up. It's all about having the strong foundation. Some people may build it faster, some bit slower. Depends on your motivation and environment. Totally agree with you. So this is from Johan. It says, check out Con on Netflix. Really changed my view about working hard. Which kind of leads to my story.
It does, very nicely.
Okay, so this is the an article that came up from, I think, Business Insider. Netflix had the highest percentage of happy employees in a survey from a Buzzy Workplace review app. I probably got the source wrong, but never mind. So this is had a survey done in the US in 2019 by anonymous professional networking app called Blind. 86% respondents who worked at Netflix said they were happy at work. The largest share of any company included in the survey. Next highest share of happy workers was at Bloomberg.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
Okay, Netflix routinely ranks among the most attractive companies for tech workers, but it's also known for a high performance culture and blunt firings. Yes, this is Business Insider. So Blind, which requires a work email address to verify employment, and the company surveyed more than 10,000 of its 3 million users in the US in December to see how happy they were in the workplaces. Nearly 86% of respondents who worked at Netflix said they were happy at work. And Blind also asked its users how much growth they think they had at their workplace in the last year and weighted the results based on whether people said there's significant growth, moderate growth, or no growth. So for this, Netflix was the 15th top company measured for employee growth. Bloomberg was number one. Who knew? And Netflix routinely ranks among the most attractive companies for tech workers, but it's also known, like I said, for demanding the best of its workers and routinely fires underperformers. And yet people, I'm just thinking they're just there every day watching movies.
That would be nice, right?
No wonder you're happy.
Of?
Hold on, let me update my resume and done. So, so when they come on with like numbers like this, I'm slightly 50-50 because I've seen surveys like this come out of places like Google, and then a couple of years later you see other surveys come out of places like Google
which paints a very different picture.
Very different picture. Yes. Places like Facebook. With Netflix, I want to believe it's true because they are like content creators, and you see they're very like sort of I won't say progressive in the workplace, but sort of advanced in the way they work and the way they produce content. Even if you see that the stuff that comes out of Netflix is different from the usual stuff that comes out of Hollywood. So it should reflect on the way they work. You want to know that they are like freer, more creative people. But because they are so new to the world, I'll kind of hold judgment for a couple of years to see how
like
it turns out.
What new broom? I know, because this is a whole new face of what they were originally and how they've changed. You get a new breed of people, which is kind of interesting because also along with that article, getting employed by them, they actually face a couple of tough questions as well. I just want to read.
Have you got some of the questions?
I've got some of the questions. Oh, so these are the five.
Let's play this game.
Five toughest job interview questions according to Netflix's Five. So the first question is, what questions do you have for me?
Why would you like to employ me?
Not a question, but a question. But think about it. So, I mean, that gets you thinking.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess from that question, it's like how much research you've done.
Yeah.
Were you thinking clearly about the company? How well do you know the company to ask me those questions? Mm-hmm. Okay. Second one is, what do you do when you disagree with your boss?
Okay.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting.
Okay. Teach me something.
Okay. Ooh, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What was that thing in Wolf of Wall Street where he sells him the pen back? See the whole contract. Can you sign this contract for me? Just give me a pen. Okay. How much will you give me for this
or
pen?
Or bring your ukulele, or, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Don't take a ukulele to a job interview. That's a fair warning. Don't do that.
Tell us about a time you fail.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I think that's...
Oh, but this is a bit of a... It's one of those questions. Like, yeah. You know that time I worked too hard and I couldn't stop working? That's one of my weaknesses.
But if you answered... that manager and I would see the back of my head as my eyes were rolling.
Yeah.
No, but it's like, you know, things like... You know, are you dead? You really... messed up, and then what you learn from that.
Mm.
You know? Again, then how would you work with a team on a hypothetical project? Say I think they would sort of work out this project, you're doing this, da, da, and I think that's...
Community in the office.
So they want to see what your team... From that question, will be about teamwork.
Mm. So how well did you do on your group project at university? Would be a very similar question, right? You know, did you carry your teammates through? Were you that person that kind of, you know, phoned in your answers?
And the mythical one who showed up once a month.
Exactly, you know, and you sellotaped and whatever, all the display pictures together and did all of that kind of stuff. We've all had one of those.
Yeah, for sure.
But I think the idea of, like, starting it off with that, you know, do you have any questions for me? I think it's a very good question. You know, because they are expanding so fast. They're creating so much content. They're moving into different markets. They're launching things. They've launched things like mobile-only viewing and subscriptions and stuff like that. Yeah. That would be where I would be going.
Do we ask these questions of our interns?
Well, maybe we should in some of the interview questions, right?
I think that'd be the first question.
Yeah, but the idea of them moving into... markets like India, for example, Netflix, where they were huge competition from Amazon as well, I understand right now. The idea of them doing the mobile-only subscriptions, I think, was a genius play. And I know they've brought it over here now as well.
Yeah.
Great idea. You know, where did that thinking come from and how much research went into doing that? You know, then you're like, okay, you can sit and ask and hopefully the person interviewing you has a decent enough answer.
Mm-hmm. And it's also like, it sounds like surface level questions. It sounds like easy enough. But they're not. If you look at the way they work, then it makes a lot of sense. Even the, what questions you have for me. I think even then they would filter people and go like, is this person asking me about, you know, normal Netflix subscription, and how you want to expand the basic stuff? Or is this person asking me like deeper questions maybe about like,
oh, you're going to India, what are you doing?
What are you doing there? You know, how's the mobile plan doing? Like
do not
you mentioned.
Ask where is the toilet.
if you're going to ask that kind of question, then it's like, you know, Netflix like subscription cut. Terminator.
I'll be back. On that note, we do have one more message on Instagram to touch on from Ahoy1682. An answer to the question as to whether or not working hard still gives you a better life. They've said no, because define better life, because working hard equals more stress, equals less quality of life.
Okay.
That's their response.
Can't argue.
What is your response to that question? Does working hard still give you a better life? Let us know via WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Twitter or Instagram, we're over at BFM Radio. Let's have some music from Better Than Ezra with Good. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.